Good afternoon. This is the session that addresses the Amazon Climate Pledge Friendly Program. If you're not completely sure about how exactly that works, we're going to give you some information. For those of you who are not familiar with it, Amazon's Climate Friendly Program is a major effort by the retailer to rally support for sustainable products. Amazon originally co-founded the Climate Pledge in 2019 to build a cross-sector community of companies, organizations, individuals, and partners who would work together to address sustainability and solve the challenges of decarbonizing the economy. Since Amazon has evolved and expanded its outreach with climate pledge friendly, an initiative that helps identify sustainable products. Amazon, in a sponsored session, will provide updates on the climate friendly program impact, an overview of new features shifting demand to products in the program, and an update on new ways to qualify. Zach Ludington, head of category growth, Amazon Climate Change Friendly, will discuss the future direction of the program and how sustainable brands can qualify for dynamic new promotional opportunities. Particularly, he'll touch on how to accelerate product sales through sustainability with looks at how Amazon, but also Target, Walmart, and Zalando are shaping customer demands towards sustainable products. Take it away, Zach.
Thank you, Mike. All right, as you probably noticed, Climate Pledge Friendly is a little bit of a mouthful. I'll probably be using CPF a lot throughout, so forgive me for that. Thank you guys all for joining me today. I know it's always a little hard to make time for a session this close to happy hour, so I appreciate you all attending. Today, I'll be talking about the evolution of sustainable shopping programs. As Mike mentioned, it's not just Amazon who's entering the space, so I'll touch on some of those other programs and how they have developed. I'll talk a little bit about the benefits of sustainability, not just in a pure ESG sense, but in how it can improve your top and bottom line, so we can provide an incentive for you to do better with your products. I'll talk about the customer experiences we are recently launching and how those things drive more customers to discover your products at scale. I'll talk about qualifications specific to the people at this event. So, you know, 52 certifications in the program can be kind of overwhelming. I'll give you some starting points and some threads to pull on. Then finally, I'll talk about the future of the program and where we're heading at Amazon. So, you may have seen these, you may not have, but over the last 3 years, we've seen a really great proliferation in discovery programs that are specific to sustainability. There's always been programs out there to reward people for good customer reviews, things like baby health, just different ways to reward people for attributes in their shopping journey, and sustainability is the newest of these, but it's also one of the most rapidly growing. Target just launched their Target Zero program, I believe, 2 years back. Walmart has the Built for Better program, which allows you to find products that are specifically certified for environmental benefit. Zalando in the EU has a suite of different ways to discover sustainable products based on different attributes that impact the planet. Earth Heroes out there. And then for B2B, really interestingly, the EPA has a number of restrictive buying policies that allow people to target corporate purchasing towards more sustainable alternatives. So, as I mentioned, we launched, almost 3 years ago now. When we launched, we were just 65,000 products, just under 20 certifications. We launched in 6 countries, and at that point in time, we were not seeing a ton of switches from customers, but over the last year and a half, we've seen an explosion in the selection, and that proliferation of selection has allowed our customers to make purchases across all categories, which is creating a force multiplier for this program and really scaling it and its impact to the planet. We're in the US, England, Germany, France, Italy, and Spain. We've grown from 20 certifications to just over 50 this year. We have a couple that we've developed ourselves. So if we see a gap in catalog, for example, concentration, compaction, reducing air and water and shipping, we developed the Compact by Design certification. We also started rewarding refurbished products through the pre-owned certified certification, which recognizes products in the Amazon Renewed catalog. We have 550,000 products as of today. Again, we launched with 65,000. We're at 550,000 today. You might understand the bags under my eyes at this point, but the scale is really exciting. 20,000 brands are in the program. We're actually now at 22 discovery features, and we have dedicated educational and shopping storefronts across Amazon. So, why do you care? It should be no surprise to you, millennials, Gen Z, this is really the future of shopping. Purpose-driven shopping, aligning your purchase decisions with your values. 75% of consumers consider the use of sustainable materials to be an important purchasing factor. 53% of millennials say they're willing to forgo a brand and buy other products that are environmentally friendly. 49% of survey respondents are willing to pay more for environmentally friendly options. And 26% of customer surveys stated they have stopped purchasing a product due to environmental impact. On Amazon, this means that you get 10% increased page views for being in this program. I want to pause there. If you're thinking about the other programs that you could be adopting to sell your products, 10% is a significant number. This could pay for the cost of a sustainability certification in the course of just a couple hundred units. So this is a very significant benefit that we have created that allows us to eliminate the trade-off between sustainability and your bottom line. That's being driven through 22 discovery features on our site. So if you think about things like buy again, add to cart, subscribe and save, search filters, all these different things now have a climate pledge friendly angle to them, and we've created strategies that are highlighting your products over other products. And what's really interesting about this is that most of the time, customers do not even realize that they're making the decision. We have driven tens of millions of shoppers to switch from a conventional product to a more sustainable one within a given product type over the last 2 years. Finally, I had mentioned earlier, Amazon Business is extremely exciting to us. It's allowing us to create buying policies where people like Chevron, City of London, Massachusetts Institute of Technology are able to tell all their employees, these are the products that you need to purchase. And because we're creating that buying policy, it's allowing people to adhere to the EPA's guidelines and achieve their own procurement goals from a climate pledge perspective. So what do these things actually look like in practice? Actually, if you guys have your phones handy, I would recommend searching for the Lomi. I love that product. There's a new feature we just launched today, and what's kind of cool about Amazon is we can launch things into production, take them off, measure A/B testing, get a sense of how things work for customers. If you search for the Lomi, half of you in the audience will see that we have added something called a sustainability attribute in the card. So there'll be the Lomi result, climate pledge friendly badge. If you click on that or hover over it, you will see that half of you will see that it's a carbon impact, half of you will not see that. Why do I mention this? Because we could do the conventional thing and just create a content cul-de-sac. We could create a landing page with a bunch of products on it. We could hope that people who are eco-minded shoppers proactively seek it out, or we could meet customers where they are and iteratively test all the different things that are going to delight them, add transparency, and give them increased trust so they begin purchasing these products. In general, you will see us everywhere. We're on the shopping cart page, the product detail pages, we're in search. We have our own dedicated positions in Amazon Live, which is essentially our home shopping equivalent for Amazon. We are targeting people offsite through influencer campaigns. We're with Amazon devices and being used in Alexa. You can actually ask your Alexa device to search for a climate pledge friendly alternative. We have site-wide events, which you'll see later in the presentation. And then when you're looking on site, you'll see that we believe in something called progressive disclosure. What this means is that instead of overwhelming you up front with all this information about the certification, the what, we allow you to progressively disclose or progressively discover why that thing is sustainable. So you can look through search, see a product, see if the badge is there, yes or no. That's your simplest decision-making ability. You just have that binary feedback. As you go through the experience, you can see that the badge will show you under the description which certification it has. So just a little background there. To qualify for this program, we don't just take environmental claims, we take substantiated environmental claims. So for example, Patrick from Climate Partner, who's in the audience back there, his company is able to look at the carbon footprint of a company, validate that it's accurate, establish an offset project, And then for us, give us the sense that this thing has indeed been audited, it's credible, it's something we can be proud about showing to our customers. So from a customer's perspective, you will be able to see who validated that claim, whether it's, you know, USDA Organic, Forest Stewardship Council, what's one of our chemical safety certifications. We were just in a PFAS discussion. I could not help but think about how immaterial that is to the discussion today. All those different pieces of information flow throughout the shopping experience, so we're allowing you to dive deeper for people who are interested. Search, we are very heavy in consumables, so if you think about things like shampoo, bars, grocery, we have the search filter that will pop up if we have at least 5 items in a category. So you'll see this on desktop, that's what this example is. One of our trials right now too is adding our logo to make it even more apparent to people so they can see only our logo and Prime's logo as the 2 cues for what to search for in the filter. You can see us in cart. We're increasingly trying to work on our post-purchasing experience as well. So thank you, you purchased a more sustainable alternatives. Did you know you had this impact? Those things will start coming online throughout the course of the year, and we're starting early experiences now. Here's the Amazon business experience. They're actually a little bit ahead in some ways because of that EPA pressure. So you can actually proactively search and filter based on whether you want something that's EPA certified, Energy Star most efficient, FSC. You can start your journey that way as opposed to relying on the progressive disclosure. And then here, something that I love seeing, homepage takeover. So Earth Day coming up just in April, you'll see this pop up. And we had similar activations for Prime Day, Turkey 5, which is the pre-holiday shopping period, back to school. Marketing taking over the homepage is a big deal on Amazon, and we've been given that license. Then across Amazon, we're starting to see a lot of our category teams step up. So if you're not familiar with how Amazon's organized, we essentially have almost like a department store, different category teams that go out and talk to home and kitchen, talk to PC, go talk to grocery, and they all have their own storefronts as well. They've been increasingly using Climate Pledge Friendly as a differentiator for their products, and they're creating different recommendation widgets, different store aisles to highlight these, further amplifying your reach across Amazon, typically things that you would see for Amazon Prime and Amazon Choice. Then finally, there's our humble shopping page, which in my opinion could use a little upgrade. But if you want some basic information about the program, end of the presentation, there'll be a QR code that guides you to things like this, so you can always learn about which certifications are in the program, general information about how shoppers can discover the program, or if you have a certification that we've not evaluated, you can also submit it for consideration. Then finally, offsite. So if you're a social influencer, we work quite heavily with this audience right now to try and amplify our reach. Couple examples here, both from, I believe it's Instagram on the right, and oh my God, my social media is so out of date. I think that's Facebook on the left. Somebody please tell me, oh my God. All right, so you know why, you see what it happens. The how is probably the most important part. So we have evaluated over the course of the last 3 years 455 eco-labels. Think about that. There are 455 eco-labels out there that are making claims for sustainability. Of those, we have only let 55 into the program. And the process for us is quite rigorous. We go through an external firm that scientifically evaluates the certification, checks its credentials, checks its credibility, makes sure there's been no SAFUs. Then from there, it goes to an internal science team, then PR, then legal, then program, then launch. And we do this every 6 months for every certification. So our bar for inclusion is remarkably high. When things do not meet our bar for inclusion, we do invent. So we've created the Compact by Design certification, as I mentioned earlier. If you're thinking about this, it's not packaging, it's product formulation. So taking 90% of the water out of Listerine and making a Listerine concentrate, that's Compact by Design. That's the kind of innovation we're trying to reward here. Pre-owned certified is giving products a second life, whether it's a television or a computer monitor. This is how we're making sure that people are able to use circularity and second use in their sustainability journey. And we're seeing huge adoption there. This is actually our second largest certification in terms of sales, and it just launched 4 months ago. I edited this slide a little bit. to show things that are relevant to your categories. So Energy Star should be no surprise. I will state this is Energy Star most efficient. So if you have a basic certification, unfortunately that does not qualify. It must be in that most efficient tier. Ecotex Made in Green and Ecotex Standard 100. So if you're working with textiles, fabrics, materials, chemical elimination, Ecotex is a great option. Blue Sign, which looks at carbon use as well as a number of chemical and water attributes as well in your manufacturing process. Climate Partner, which rewards you for carbon elimination. Cradle to Cradle, which looks at every aspect of your production of your product from cradle to grave. Forest Stewardship Council for wood products. EP for recycled content and energy use. Green Circle Certified for a host of attributes, whether it's energy use, recyclability, bio-based materials, or carbon. And then Unilever Eco Logo. There is a full list of certifications if you're lost. I recommend going to our pages to get an idea, but at the end of this, I will also have a QR code that gives you a quick three-click quiz. God, say that 3 times fast. But once you go through that quiz, it will show you which specific certification is relevant to your category, and then you can also leave your email if you need help from somebody from our team. So, we're at the Inspired Home Show. Let's talk about home. The general thing for electronics that works best is these, Energy Star, most efficient. Again, refurbished works great for second life. I would also say that EPEAT is excellent here. Although with EPEAT, I do find that it could be kind of cost prohibitive for some smaller brands. If you're looking at desks, furniture, different things around the house, FSC is great for wood pulp and products. They've actually just added a rubber certification, which is kind of interesting as well. So if you're stuck with rubber, I'd look at FSC as an option. They also do things with bamboo, which is quite promising. Ecotex Made in Green and Ecotex Standard 100 chemical certifications. What's great about these is instead of having to kind of go through your process and then guess about what's going to qualify for the program, they have a pre-developed restricted supplier list. So you basically just have to adhere to that list of suppliers, and it will pre-qualify you for the program. And then Green Circle Certified, just to kind of touch on this a little more, they have 3 pathways into the program. One of those is energy use reduction. So if you have an electric shaver, that thing is 40% more efficient due to things that you've built into the product. That's what you're kind of looking at here. It's essentially Energy Star for the categories that Energy Star has not yet gotten to yet. Recycled content, they've set a threshold for recycled content in your product, so that's the second pathway. And then they have something called LCA Optimized, which looks at a counterfactual within your product type, and then measures your carbon assessment against it. So if you haven't quite hit carbon neutrality, but you're about 40, 50% better than the alternative, this is a great pathway for you. If you're looking at the Lomi, which was kind of an interesting use case, I could not figure out a certification for the life of me until we talked to Climate Partner. Worked out great. They were able to look at the life cycle assessment of this product, make sure it was on track, implement a reduction plan, and then where offsets were necessary, they were able to implement offset plans that were credible, effective, and worked for their mission. Green Circle Certified, great in any other kind of hard to fit categories. Energy Star works for electronics in the kitchen area as well. If you're looking at things like a floor mat, might be a little harder to figure out, but Cradle to Cradle, again, could be good. There is another carbon certification called Carbon Trust, which is a good way to look at science-based reduction targets year over year. And as long as you're hitting those, you will retain the certification. Dining, you've got Forest Stewardship Council for your wood-based products. I've mentioned Climate Partner, Carbon Trust, and Ecotex. So you'll see that there's a theme here. And what I find is that as a manufacturer, it can be very difficult to understand how to qualify for these programs because you land on a page on Walmart, Zalando, Amazon. You see 52 certifications. It feels like your exploration cost is going to be remarkably high. And I empathize. My job at Amazon as the head of category growth is to eliminate the exploration cost and make it a little clearer and easier for you so you can just start your journey, submit your data, and get through the certification. Then here, Salad Mix, Sprouts. Yes, I did just buy these, which is why it's on here. If you're in the lawn category, organics work really well. We have both USDA organic and e-organic because they're at parity across both marketplaces. We also work with companies like Fairtrade International and Fairtrade USA. So if you're dealing with things like social good, farming, welfare, those work great. We also have Rainforest Alliance in the program. this other one here, I was just testing myself to see if I could figure out what to do with yard utensils. Tends to be FSC and Green Circle. So I've talked a little bit about where we are. I'd want to give you a preview of where this is headed. So the last couple years for our program, at least, have been all about opening up qualification pathways to give people options to get in. It's just been about selection growth. Our vision is to make sure that regardless of where you are in our store, our customer has an option, whether it's salad mix, a rake, a fridge, a computer monitor. We have now done that, and we don't think we're going to go far beyond the 50 certifications. So the ones that I'm sharing with you today, safe to assume that's probably where we're going to hold the line. We've also been working towards a defect-free experience. So the challenge that we're finding is a lot of people have done the work, but because the work is being done by someone in your sustainability arm or potentially in a manufacturer, it doesn't always reach you and then reach the retailer. So making sure that we're capturing every single piece of certified FSC wood in the program has been a daunting task. At one point, we thought there were only 10,000 FSC products. We now have evidence that there's over 100,000. That means we missed 90,000 of them. So to address that, I'm going to give you a tool today to where if you already have one of these certifications and we did miss it and it is a defect, you will have the power to submit the product to the certifier, remediate that defect, and make sure that you're getting the bang for your buck out of these certifications. It's very important to us. We've been enriching the CX. I keep harping on the 22 features. The reason why is because I remember when I started this program, it was 6. We have tripled the number of features in just 2 years. I do think that that velocity will continue. And we've been expanding to marketing. I can predict already someone in the audience is gonna say, I've never heard of you. Why is that? Why aren't you investing in marketing? It's early days. Like, you will see a step function increase in the marketing and awareness pushes from Amazon now that this program has hit a scale to where we have the right options to give to our customers. So in 2023, we're going to be really focusing on making life easier for you. I want to make sure that anyone who has the right intentions, who's manufacturing products, who really cares about sustainability, has the tools at their disposal to go and build a better product. And when that product is built, then figure out how to take credit for it. We're also going to be amplifying our incentive. There's ways that we can look at force multiplying this program across things more than Amazon.com and just Amazon Business. We're looking into that. We're also looking at lowering the cost and friction in general. So, opportunities. First, as I mentioned, it's always possible that we miss something. So if you're sitting in this audience and you're thinking, God, I use Energy Star, I better go check my catalog, I'd recommend it. The yield on that time would be high. So I'll show you how to certify your product in just a second. Second, if you have a sustainable but uncertified product, you know, you're working with bamboo in your cookware, but you haven't worked with FSC before, I would highly recommend starting that journey. The cost to get certified can range kind of $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 in some cases, and the time can be between 8 weeks and 18 months. So if you want to hit holiday period and get reward for these things, it's really in your interest to start that journey early and make sure that you've identified a certification partner, you've gone through that process, and you're front-loading your product life cycle so you're not scrambling 6 weeks before Christmas trying to get credit for what you've built. And with that, I have my QR codes. The one on the left is if you have a product and you have not yet certified for the program, this is a great place to start. Easy, user-friendly quiz. You can put information in there and my team will follow up. On the right, this is if we've missed something. So if you feel like I have missed it and I need to refer it to someone on my team to go resolve, that is now in your hands. And I'm happy to see what you send. With that, that's the presentation. I know I've got a lot of time left, so I'll open it for Q&A.
Does anyone have a question? One second.
Hello. Is this only in the U.S. marketplace, or is it also available in Canada, international?
Unfortunately, not Canada. We are currently in the U.S., U.K., Germany, France, Italy, Spain. The reason we started there is because those 6 marketplaces cover the vast majority of sales for all Amazon marketplaces, but Canada has been a pain for me for a while now. I just don't think we're going to get it in this year, but it is on our backlog. I'll repeat the question to save the steps. So if you get a certification, does it apply in just the US or does it apply across all marketplaces? In general, it applies across all marketplaces. There are some exceptions. I'd have to dive into it. But if you go to like amazon.com.uk and check the store, you can always verify if it's if that certification is appearing there. We always push for parity, so I'd say 90% plus that is the case.
Oh yeah. First off, thanks for the presentation. Great to see what you guys are doing. I'd heard of the program, but I didn't realize there's so much happening with it. Question on cost. My understanding right now it's free for different suppliers to enter. Is that still the case? Is that the plan going forward?
Free from our perspective, but not free to certify.
Yeah.
So yeah, like we are very much focused on remaining not a pay-to-play program. We just want to recognize credible selection, but there's no fees associated with our program.
Great, so what we like to hear.
Hello, I was just wondering if you could tell us what Amazon's climate pledge is. You know, where are you guys heading? Have you got a major North Star?
Great question. I don't have the worldwide sustainability team here who would be much better positioned to talk about the latest. I know that there's been a huge investment in the pledge itself. All indications are that we are, like a lot of the industry, hustling and a little behind our 2040 commitment, but invested heavily to catch back up by 2025. Large pushes into renewable energy, electrifying our van fleets, investing in startups to help us measure and abate carbon. I think, you know, when the rubber hits the road right now, like, we're largely looking good. The biggest pain point is really scope 3 emissions, which in non-sustainability expertise speak is just things that are upstream in the supply chain. So that's why programs like this are kind of built, is to make sure that we're not just hitting our own climate goals, that we're also helping our suppliers hit their goals as well.
Other questions? Good, because I have one. You talked about Amazon's own certification. You touched on that a little bit. Could you clarify that? What is the purpose of your having a certification? What it touches on, what advantages that it might offer certain suppliers?
That's another good question. So I'll start with Compact by Design. It's funny because this entire program came from Compact by Design. We were noticing that people were doing a lot of great things with shampoo bars, you know, eliminating all the water from a shampoo bottle. Listerine's another really good example. Honest Company was investing really heavily into refillables. And there wasn't a good certification, to the best of our knowledge, that went out there and was able to do this at scale. The beauty of Amazon is that we have our fulfillment centers, we have a lot of catalog data, we can basically look at the dimensions of any product in the known universe, get a sense of what the distribution of products is, and then target in the top decile and say, these are the most efficient things on market today. So that's where that came from, was can we start pushing people towards concentrates and refills in a scientific way that's automated, free to use, and something that a lot of suppliers can just build backwards from with really clear dimensions that are published on that page. The other one was pre-owned certified, and this was a case where, again, we had the data. We have a renewed program, people are already using it, we know that there's a breadth of selection, but we don't have a good refurbishment external certification, again, to the best of our knowledge, that was going to cover that swath of selection. So we decided to take some of the subcategories where most of the carbon was not in the use phase. So you'll notice that vacuums are not in pre-owned certified. Why? Most of the carbon happens while you're vacuuming. But if you're looking at a computer monitor and you're able to recycle it, give it a second life, the abatement on carbon is 80 or 90%. And we should reward that. So that's where that came from, again, is just having that internal data and being able to leverage it without putting any kind of pressure on an external certifier to build from scratch.
Anyone else? I have one more. When someone is looking at this program and say they have just the basic familiarity with it, but want to be involved, what should they be doing if they're certified? What should they be doing if they're not certified? What is the best path?
I'll go one past that too. To I've launched a project or a product, and I'll cover that as well because that's a good question. So if you have some familiar with the program and you're not yet certified, you should take that quiz over to the left on that QR code and just get a sense of what certifications might make sense and start the conversation. Because again, the lead time is often quite long, and if you're building your product lines for 2024 today, you can integrate that into the DNA of your manufacturer process versus going back and trying to undo your work and translate it to a new certification. So I would start there if you haven't done this yet. If you have a certified product and you're not in the program yet, submit that, make sure we resolve it. Our certifiers are really good about getting us data once they've had the product template sent to them with all the necessary fields. If you have a product in the program and you've launched, there are a number of things you could do on your own to amplify that launch. Amazon Advertising has targeted campaigns to people who prefer CPF products. So rather than just blindly putting ad spend behind something, you can target an audience that is going to be predisposed to want to trial your more sustainable alternatives. There's something called the brand store. So if you have a brand store stood up that's your landing page, you can create an aisle specific to Climate Pledge Friendly. I've seen some really good examples from Logitech, HP. Again, Honest is really good in that space. Not just talking about their Climate Pledge Friendly products, but talking about their sustainability story beyond. Because what I find is that like a lot of customers, they're delighted that they're buying more sustainable products, but they don't fully realize the impact of, oh my God, because we're doing this, Johnson & Johnson has eliminated 80 million plastic bottles from the ocean. So if you want to put those corporate claims in there to kind of accentuate your story, that's another really good place to go post-launch. And then finally, there's something called A-plus content. So you can always work with your account manager, vendor manager to create spots in the detail page that, again, dive deeper into your story and allow you to not only talk about your certification and the impact you're making, but cross-promote your product line. Great, you have our concentrated shampoo. Have you thought about the body wash as well? And you can start getting people more integrated so they're adopting your entire eco line, not just trialing the first product.
Oh, 1 second. I'm sorry, we're recording this, so I gotta run around. They're trying to keep me in shape.
How are you engaging independent influencers to help promote a product?
There's a lot happening organically, but what we tend to do is engage influencers around tentpole events. So Earth Day, for example, we have a number of people who will work through our sustainability team to give people trials with products that are in the program and allow them to use that in their social media. So that's really the kind of the tip of the spear for how we're doing that space, but admittedly, we would like to do a lot more. And if anybody in this audience is working with the social media groups I've seen here at the event, I can connect you with our marketing department to see how we can amplify that. Great.
Is there any other questions? Ah.
I was just wondering, are you certifying your own, you know, the private label products like Basic and things like that? Do they go through the process?
Yes. Yeah, that's another good question. So Amazon is also not unaware of the need to build better products. And just like our external certified products, they also qualify for the CPF badge.
Anyone else? Well, in that case, thank you for your presentation. And thank everybody for coming. We appreciate your attendance. Oh, well, hold on. I was wrong. That happens more often than you think, or maybe you wouldn't.
So I actually already have the badge, and I launched my first product like a few months ago, and I could testify that it helps. Like, we've been the bestseller for that category, and it didn't really cost us so much as a small business, because we're like in the middle, manufacturer, us, Amazon, and all you gotta do is not like you just gotta do the promotional license, and it's way cheaper than spending like 10 grand, 15 grand, and it only costs us a few hundred bucks. So I highly encourage it.
Good to hear. I'm always happy to hear success stories. Yeah, if you want to chat afterwards, I'd love to hear more about your journey.
Again, if, any more questions? Anyone I missed? All right, I was more diligent this time. I looked around. Thank you again for coming, and thanks for the presentation.
Thanks, everyone.